There's no shortage of wicked people in this world. None whatsoever. Which is probably why, just in case you were wondering, you end up running into them on a regular basis. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. King David is acknowledged as Israel's greatest king, at least until quite a different King Jesus arrived on the scene around a millennium after David's rule. And one of the things I value so deeply about this guy is his prolific writing, which we find in the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Now, the Psalms were, by and large, poems and indeed songs that were sung by the Israelites as part of their worship of God, which is why we tend to think of the Psalms as being filled with praise and worship. But thanks to the difficult life that David lived, there are in fact more Psalms of lament than there are of praise. And that difficult life of his was occasioned by the many wicked people he encountered, which is why this piece of wisdom from him is so profound. Psalm 37, verses 34 to 36. Do what the Lord says and wait for his help. He will reward you and give you the land that he promised. You will see the wicked being forced to leave. I once saw a wicked man who was powerful. He was like a strong, healthy tree. But then he was gone. I looked for him, but I couldn't find him. Profound wisdom indeed. Don't let the wicked people in your life bother you, no matter how strong they appear. Just keep on doing what the Lord says and wait for his help. Have no doubt, God will deal with them. That's his word, fresh for you today. And as you wait for God, don't forget, he wants to bless your socks off. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessings. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive his word.